Good morning or good afternoon all, and welcome to the EPH Full Year 2025 Results Conference Call. My name is Adam, and I'll be your operator for today. If you'd like to ask a question during the Q&A portion of today's call, you may do so by pressing star followed by one on your telephone keypad if you've joined us via the phone. Alternatively, if you're joining us online, please use the Q&A text box provided. I will now hand the floor to Gary Mazzotti to begin. So Gary, please go ahead when you are ready.
Thank you, Adam, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the financial year 2025 results for EPH. I'm joined today, firstly, by Pavel Horsky, Vice Chairman of the Board of Directors of EPH, also CFO of the EP Group, also joined by Philip Bielak, who's the Group CFO of EPH, and by Peter Jurek, who is the Group Director of Financing for EPH. If we move to page 5 of the presentation, 2025 for EPH, plans made, results delivered. The key highlights of 2025, the strategic priorities we outlined to you last year have been delivered, and EPH emerges even stronger into 2026 and the medium term. If we look firstly at performance, we have a strong year-on-year EBITDA growth, continuously driven by our portfolio reshaping and higher quality assets added to the group. The operational performance continues to be supported by a more diversified and negatively correlated asset portfolio, which results in the portfolio being more significantly resilient. We continue across all sectors of the group to have an increasing share of regulated, contracted and quasi-regulated revenues. I guess the second part of what's been delivered this year, and the biggest part, is the M&A. The majority stake in Slovenska Elektrana was secured, increasing our ownership from 33% to 66%. This was completed at the end of May 2025, and this is now carbon-free power and is now a material contributor at group level. Later this in 2025, we announced a potential new strategic partnership with Total Energies in the field of flexible power generation, which would create an incredibly robust platform for future growth. The closing currently is expected in the first half of 2026. On the operations front, we're pleased to confirm that the Tavazzano new CCGT with a 15-year capacity agreement became operational in March 2025. We're pleased to announce that the Ostilia CCGT will begin commissioning in 2026, along with the Mohovce 4 nuclear power in Slovakia. We've therefore completed our multi-year strategic investment program, and we're pleased to say that this has been done significantly ahead of our peers. We currently have a strong BESS pipeline, which is 800 megawatts in line, and we continue to refurbish our CCGTs in the UK, and we convert our CHP in Pilsen, Teplorenska in the Czech Republic to gas. Strategic disposals, we continue on the path of divesting coal and transitioning coal assets outside of the EPH perimeter. The two CHPs from EPIF were sold during the year into a specific transition pillar of the EP group, and in addition, the Maybrag mining and lignite power plants were divested, which was a key milestone in the EPH's exit from coal-based operations. On financing, I'm not sure what I can say here, but what a year. We raised $510 million Samurai loan in February 2025. We raised $3.6 billion bank financing in Slovenska Elektrana, which was the largest in Slovak corporate history. In July 2025, we issued a $500 million green bond. In November 2025, we issued $600 million green bond in EPIF. In November 2025, we issued a $750 million green bond in Slovenska Elektrana. And in January 2026, we issued an additional $500 million green bond in EPIF. With regards to ratings, Standard & Poor's Global Ratings has affirmed EPH rating at BBB- and revised the outlook to positive. Fitch Ratings continues to have us at BBB- stable, but rated Slovenska Elektrana at BBB with a stable outlook. If we move to page 6, the key numbers for 2025, the underlying EBITDA rose to €3 billion from €2.6 billion. This reflected, firstly, the repositioning of EPIF post the cessation of Russian gas flows on the 1st of January 2025 to an above expected performance of €1 billion. In the power markets, they were relatively quiet, so a performance of €700 million in flexible power generation, and the underlying EBITDA reflects the consolidation of Slovenska Elektrana from the 1st of June. To make the results more clear, we therefore give you a pro forma underlying EBITDA, including the acquisitions and the disposals, of €3.7 billion for the financial year 2025. And we state the key numbers for you, therefore, on a pro forma basis. Pro forma free cash flow amounted to €2.2 billion. Pro forma net underlying leverage was 1.5 times at the end of the year. We had a very highly satisfactory pro forma cash conversion of 73%. In pure operational terms, the group now has 16.7 gigawatts of net installed capacity, and in 2025 we produced 51 terawatt hours of net power production. Maybe the final piece of information on this page is that the net financial debt at the 31st of December 2025 on a pro forma basis stood at €5.6 billion or 1.5 times leverage. If we move to page 7, we give you where are we now, where is EPH? So EPH Group is diversified and negatively correlated European utility, which is delivering and on its strategic goals. Firstly, we are a diversified business across regions and segments, located primarily in Western and Central Europe. We operate in 6 key segments. 1, flexible power generation in the UK, Ireland, Italy, France and Netherlands. We have carbon-free and neutral power production in Slovakia, the UK, France and Italy. Gas transmission in Slovakia, gas and power distribution in Slovakia and Czech Republic, gas storage in Czech Republic, Slovakia, Germany and the UK, and heat infrastructure in the Czech Republic. We are well positioned in what continues to be a rapidly evolving energy sector. We have concluded, ahead of our peers, a large investment cycle, €1.2 billion invested in hydrogen-ready flexible power generation, of which 2 are already fully deployed. Mohovce 4 is expected to start commissioning during 2026. We have added to this a robust BESS development program with 800 megawatts currently under construction or recently commissioned, which strengthens EPH's role in renewable integration and system flexibility. In addition, we've divested our non-strategic coal assets and we focus fully on our core activities. EPH provides critical services and security of supply. EPH aims to be a European leader in energy infrastructure, grid stability and security of supply. This is firstly anchored on our infrastructure assets and gas-fired power generation. Secondly, we are focused on balancing renewable energy during shortages. And thirdly, we've added to the group Slovenska Elektrana with a significant amount of dependable baseload electricity. If we move to page 8, we summarize here the strategic partnership that was announced in November of this year with Total Energies. EPH and Total Energies have established a 50-50 partnership with flexible power generating assets. The enterprise value of those assets was €10.6 billion, and for 50% of its contribution, EPH receives approximately 4.2% equity share in Total Energy. The transaction makes EPH a long-term anchor shareholder of Total Energies. Closing is expected in the first half of 2026. The strategic rationale fairly clear for TotalEnergies. It creates a robust platform for future potential growth and investment in flexible energy. For EPH, the shareholding in TotalEnergy provides us with a significant business, oil and gas, and geographical exposure, diversifying EPH's revenue streams, so further strengthening our credit profile. We give an indication of the entities and the countries involved in the partnership and stress that this portfolio will comprise around 14 gigawatts of net installed capacity and 5 gigawatts in the development pipeline, both in power plants and in BESS. To stress, all other EPH assets, in particular EP Commodities and its shareholding in EP Infrastructure and Slovenska Elektrana, are not included in the scope and thus remains unaffected by this transaction. M&A update is on page 10, and I believe we've gone through this in some detail. The key M&A transaction was clearly the completion of Slovenska Elektrana, which has brought yet more stability and robust growth to our EBITDA, and the November announcement around the potential or expected joint venture with Total Energies. If we move to page 12, I'll pass the baton to Philip Bielek, who's the Group CFO of EPH Group. Philip.
Thanks, Gary. Excellent. This slide is really about quality of earnings, not growth. Over the last year, EPF has moved further into regulated low-risk cash flow profile across gas transmission, distribution, storage and heat. The key shift is that after the end of Russian transit that Gary was mentioning, Ustream is now a domestic regulated TSO with tariffs and returns that are far more predictable and much less exposed to geopolitics, which is a benefit of course. And across the distribution and storage segment, regulation was confirmed and further improved. With better visibility of returns, benchmarking mechanisms and long-term frameworks, exactly what that investors like to see, I believe. Bottom line, low risk, more stable cash flows, and EPIF increasingly behaves like a core infrastructure platform, not a partially cyclical energy business. Moving on, this slide rather explains why EBITDA is far more stable going forward, even in volatile power markets, and that's why we like it. Across Italy, the UK and Ireland, but also in Poland, we have secured long-dated capacity payments, in many cases reaching to 15 years long, covering both new builds and refurbishments alike. These contracts don't depend on how much we run. They simply pay for availability and system security. And that's what we love. That's a fundamentally different risk profile than merchant generation. And really moves the needle on EPH. Cumulatively, our capacity payments run well into the 40s, which gives us multi-year earnings visibility and supports financing, investment discipline and credit quality. In short, capacity markets turn flexibility into contracted infrastructure-like earnings within the merchant power. Taken together, these two slides explain why EPH earnings are structurally more resilient than even before. EPIF anchors the group with regulated infrastructure-style cash flows. Capacity payments convert flexibility into long-term contracted earnings, largely independent of power price volatility. And the portfolio is further strengthened by the addition of Slovenska Elektrárne, a key contributor of stable, predictable cash flows, as it is largely hedged into the future years. Combined, this material de-risks the portfolio, improves predictability, and improves our investment-grade credit profile. And to show that this strong business performance is complemented by equally strong and prudent financial management, I will now hand over to Peter Juric for the financing overview.
Thank you, Philip. Just to briefly highlight the main point here that was not mentioned by Gary or Philip before. So liquidity remains very solid with 7.4 billion of available liquidity, including 4.3 billion euro of cash and 3.1 billion euro of undrawn credit lines. From a financing perspective, 2025 was a very active year. We extended maturities, diversified funding sources, and completed several long-dated green bond issuances, namely second green bond at EPH, Slovenska Elektrárne inaugural green bond debut, and also EP Infrastructure successful return to the debt market after 3 and 5 years with its first green bond debut in November 2025, followed by another issuance earlier this year. At the same time, we proactively reduce shorter time maturities to bank loan repayments. Overall, these actions have further improved the debt maturity profile and strengthened our financial flexibility. Now I will hand back over to Gary to walk you through the ESG and sustainability section.
So on page 14, ESG highlights. So again, plans made, results delivered. The coal exposure is now limited to must-run assets and district heating with an installed capacity in coal below 5%. In 2028-2029, the coal phase-out is now expected to be completed. This is in line with our 2030 coal exit commitment. We've invested in baseload power from zero-emission sources and energy storage solutions. 17.9 terawatt-hours was produced from nuclear units in 2025. 1.6 gigawatt capacity is now hydropower plants. 4 terawatt hours was produced from our biomass plants and 800 megawatts of capacity of approved BESS projects, some already operational, have been put in line. We've reduced our carbon footprint whilst maintaining our dispatchable capacities. National strategies and EPH markets continue to recognise the indispensable role of gas-based dispatchable capacities, which is fully in line with our strategy. The emission reduction pathway that we have is supported by science-based decarbonisation targets. The CO2 emissions between 22 and 25 have been reduced by 31%, and we continue to use the below 2-degree scenario transition pathway initiative. In hydrogen, we are effectively ready. Our new plants are hydrogen ready, and we're able to adapt our infrastructure to distribute and burn hydrogen. Our green finance framework ensures a link between proceeds and the energy transition. We're very pleased that S&P, second party opinion, was upgraded in 2025 to medium green following the acquisition of Slovenska Elektrana. We're fully aligned with the IFCMA green bond principles, and clearly we're delighted to have brought the first two green bonds of EPH to the market, and two green bonds for EPIF and a green bond for Slovenska Elektrana as well. If we move to page 16, we shall wrap up before we go to Q&A. So the key takeaways, what do we have? We have a large and diversified portfolio which has the advantages of negative correlation and vertical integration. We now have 17 gigawatts of installed capacity across nuclear, hydro, RES and gas with very marginal coal generation. We are active in 25 countries. We provide critical services in leading positions, and all of our assets remain in a very good position in the merit order. We have an extremely strong, sustainable cash flow with our cash flow generation in 2025. I think it was mentioned earlier at 73%. We have a robust business risk. The majority of our EBITDA comes from high quality regulated or hedged assets. EPIF in particular has primarily regulated activities. Flexible power generation, as Philip mentioned, continues to increase its share of contracted and quasi-regulated activities. Slovenska Elektrana has a very strong hedging position supported by PPA and its hydro fleet. Strong margins are backed by better quality of diversified assets, and this will be further enhanced with the potential partnership with Total Energies once this closed. We, of course, are risk averse as always, low leverage and high level of liquidity. High level liquidity, Peter mentioned, 7.4 billion euros as of 31st December 2025. Our pro forma cash conversion of 73% makes us, I believe, quite unique amongst our peer groups, and we continue to maintain flexibility in our dividend distribution to shareholders. And finally, in ESG, the energy transition that we planned continues. The share of coal and capacity is now less than 5%, and we continue to reduce our CO2 emissions quite significantly. So in summary, 2025, a highly satisfactory result for EPH, the plans that were made and the results were delivered. So we'll end the call with a personal announcement. I think those that were on EP Infrastructure's results last week know that after 9 years within the EPH group, which has been a privilege to see the group grow to being one of the most preeminent energy groups in Europe, I will be stepping down, and this will be my last call. The group is something that I'm extraordinarily proud of, and I know is extraordinarily well positioned for the future with a very experienced management team, a clear strategy that was clearly identified and outlined many years before, which 2025 has clearly delivered, not just in EP Infrastructure, but as in EPH. So this will be my last call, and I sign off from there, confident that EPH is only actually just starting its next journey, and I wish everybody every success, and I'm sure they will be. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
This concludes today's call. Thank you very much for your attendance. You may now disconnect your lines.